Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 8:40 a.m. here in Manipal, and I am recording this podcast for the 15th of May. So it's been a great day because I did my VO2 max test after a long, long time. And it's just a track workout, 12-minute all-out sprint to just calculate and see where your VO2 max is. And it's basically a number, right? It just helps you analyze where you are and how to improve from there on. So basically, I did it along with Pranav, one of the doctors here in Manipal, who is also an avid runner. So I picked him up at from Syndicate Circle at around 6:10 a.m. and we started our run at around 6:45 after doing a warm-up. It's easy 5-minute warm-up, and then we started the 12-minute all-out effort. And was able to keep a pace of 3:47 throughout. So happy with that part of it. And my VO2 max has come to around 59.56, which is really nice. Again, it's a ballpark or ballpark number. There could be variation plus minus 5% or 10% depending on, you know, how the lab results are. But overall, I'm pretty happy, and I'm confident that my VO2 max is definitely very, very good. So that was the first thing that I did in the morning. I think I must have run around 6 kilometers or so overall, including the warm up and cool down, and then headed back home. So was feeling quite fresh, you know, after the run, and then had a few meetings lined up, had reviews of my trainees. So after having that done, I did my research on magnesium yesterday. So how magnesium plays a different role in terms of migraine, in terms of blood pressure, in terms of when adrenaline is released, cortisol is released. And it was a very useful research, I would say, because I found out that, you know, nearly 60% of the magnesium is actually stored in the bones. And even if you have dietary, you know, magnesium intake, only 50% of it is absorbed by the body. The rest is not absorbed. So definitely magnesium supplementation is something that we all need to, you know, take. I take it daily. Now I take ZMA daily. It really helps me with my recovery, and I can see the difference of having magnesium supplementation. And the days I do not have, I can see the soreness in my legs for sure. So that was a very interesting session. And then I also had an hour and a half of, you know, session on investments. Again, just trying to analyze and study about the different investment options that are there. So that was another thing that I did. And in the evening, I wanted to go for a run, but you know, we decided to just check whether I can get a membership in Marina Club, which is, I would say, I was amazed to see that club. So Seema, myself and my son went. Son is studying in Manipal. So basically, you either need to be a student, a staff, or a staff dependent. I being a student dependent, I didn't get a chance. Anyways, I went there and I just asked if I can have a look. So they have an indoor track, which is very nice. And it's a 200 meter track. So people can do their runs there. Really love that place, you know, the way they have built it up. Their gyms look awesome. I also checked their pool. The pool also looks very nice and clean and neat. So it's very well maintained. No, and I think the reason why also it's maintained is because it's exclusively for students and staff of Manipal. I know. So any division you could be working on, but that is very important. So good to actually, you know, see this infrastructure, and the gym looks really awesome. You know, so and the membership is also not too high either. So if you pay 20,000, you get an annual membership where you can use all the facilities. It also has sauna and steam. So pretty well equipped gym and facilities. But yes, you know, you need to be either a staff or a student. Nonetheless, and we went from there to a gym called Superhuman Gym, which my son is pretty much interested in, and he wants to learn this mixed martial arts. So he wants to learn that. So we thought, okay, let's go there, and he'll be going for his sample class today. Let's see how that goes, and if he's interested in taking it up further. From there, I was hungry because again, it was around 6:15, you can say dinner time. So we went to this place near Syndicate store that has got this sandwich. So we had this sandwich, a couple of sandwiches. We ordered three sandwiches, types of sandwich. One is a club sandwich, one was a chicken, and one was a veg sandwich. And then I still felt hungry. So my friend Riyaz, who had also come there, told there's another place, juice center, where you actually get some good sandwiches, veg sandwiches. Went there, we ordered a few sandwiches. We ordered this avocado shake and lemon shake, and it was good, you know. I did feel full, but I had told my son that we're going to have this peanut butter chocolate banana shake. So we ordered that. It tastes really awesome. So it was the best shake that I've tasted till now, at least in Manipal. And after that, we came back home. In fact, while I was still having my juice or the shake, I had a call and I had a meeting with a few trainees regarding their nutrition as well as their race strategies. There are a few people who are doing Goa and Man. So I had a talk with them, and that went on for 45 minutes. So it was a 45 minute session. After that, came home and quickly had my shower, just prepared my structured water for the day to make sure that, you know, everything's fine. And I had my magnesium malic acid water. I do not know whether it produces hydrogen, but it's definitely helping me recover well and relax in a better way. So had that stuff and just lie down, saw a movie. I would say didn't finish the movie for half an hour or 45 minutes along with Seema, and then went off to sleep. It was a Malayalam movie, not a great one. We were pretty bored seeing that, and then we just went off to sleep. So that's exactly how my day went by. The sleep scores have been good, and one thing that yesterday was the highlight, I would say, is just trying to focus on what I need to do. You know, again, focusing on my chakras, not every time observing my thought process and seeing whether it's actually external focus or internal focus. And I must tell you, most of my thoughts are external focused. But yes, working on trying to make it more internal focused. And when I say internal focused, is what you are thinking, what you want to do, what you want to achieve in life rather than thinking what other people are doing, thinking or wanting to do. So that is my focus, which I really want to work on over a period of time. And also recovery is another thing that I'm trying to focus on. My posture during my work, I'm making sure that I'm present at all times and not, you know, compromising on any of these areas that I need to work on. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great day. Please take care. Om Shanti.